Hi, everybody. Pastor Kev here.
And Pastor Sherry.
From Grace Christian Center. And we're here to tell you that we love you, we miss you, and it's good to be able to gather just like this in this kind of a time. Now, we have cooperated with the government's requirements, suggestions to do social distancing. But we're here to tell you that social distancing isn't emotional distancing. It's not spiritual distancing. And so we're here to be a strength to you, to share the word of God with you today, and share some insights about how to conduct ourselves in this hour right now. It is not a time of fear. It is not a time to retreat and hide and to run and declare the end of the world is here. The end of the world is in the hands of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But we're going to stand strong and claim and declare the promises of Psalm 91. If you don't have a Bible with you, look it up on your phone, look it up on your text, or look it up rather on your computer. But go to Psalm 91. Get a translation that you can understand. I use predominantly New King James. We love the Passion as well. But stick with the Word of God and go to Psalm 91 and personalize it for yourself. By the end of this session today, I'm going to get out my Bible and we can do that together as you view this. Psalm 91 will be one that we're going to do together. The scripture says, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, but my peace I give unto you, I leave with you." Now, in order to receive that peace in this hour, you need to have your heart right with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you're watching right now and you haven't given your life to Jesus, we're going to give you an opportunity to do that with us and pray with us at the end of this time. But we're here understanding that as believers, if we've surrendered our life to Jesus, our peace is in Him. The world tries to play games and you can go drinking and drugging and doing all sorts of things, but ultimately that'll never render the peace that you long for. That peace is available in Jesus Christ. Right now in our communities, wherever you're from, as you're watching this, we're here as salt and light, the Bible says, to show and share the peace and the presence of Jesus Christ. Our community, we love our communities, and people all around us are fearful, afraid, and need to know the peace of Jesus. So we're here to bring that peace to you today. We want to encourage you, call us if you need prayer, 360-821-9680. That's 920-921-9680. If you don't get an answer, leave your message and your prayer requests. Also, you can go to gracechristiancenter.us. There's a prayer chain there. We urge you, be in touch with one another. By the way, Grace Christian Center family and all of us who are watching, listening, call your friends, call your family.
Yes,
again,
social
distancing doesn't mean we're distant emotionally or spiritually from one another. Call each other. Those that don't have internet and Facebook and all of those things. We have several in our own congregation that don't have that set up. So we've been calling people. So call one another, make sure everybody's doing all right. And especially in your time of prayer, be declaring the peace and presence of Jesus and pray for our governmental leaders, President Trump and the entire coronavirus team. We're praying that God will bring answers and solutions, protect them and keep them safe, but also give them wisdom in this hour. And when you pray, pray in faith, believing that Jesus hears you. Pastor Sherry, I know the Lord spoke into your heart. What do you have today?
Well, this morning I was looking at Psalm 36, and I was looking at verses 5 and 6, and I was just caught up in the moment as I was reading, because it says, "Lord, your mercy seat love is limitless. Your great faithfulness is infinite. Your righteousness is unmovable.
Beautiful.
Your tender care and kindness leave no one forgotten."
Powerful.
And then it goes on in verse 7 and says, "Oh God, how extravagant is your cherishing love. I so trust in Him. I so look to Jesus for my righteousness. It's not my righteousness, but His righteousness in me that I can totally depend on. His mercy seat love is limitless."
Amen.
That means it doesn't stop. It goes on and on and on. And I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful. As I wake up in the morning, each morning now, I say, "Woo, thank you, Jesus, I'm all right." Hallelujah. I don't think I've taken that as important before as I am during these days. I just thank you, Jesus, for your covering and your angel protection over us, and I'm so grateful for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, what you did for us that protects us now. You did it 2,000 years ago, and that what you did protects you, me today. Amen. So that's beautiful. Where I am today, beautiful. Pastor beautiful. Kim.
Beautiful. You take a look at the blood of Jesus that prevails. It's a direct tie-in to the Old Testament section of Scripture where they took the lamb and they slaughtered the lamb on the Passover time. And go back even further to what we think of as Old Testament times. Go back way a long time ago when it was started in Exodus. And they took the blood of the lamb when they were in Egypt as slaves, Egypt being a type of the world. They were in slavery, if you will, to sin or to whatever else. But they were in slavery, serving naturally as slaves. They took the blood of the Passover lamb for each family, and they applied that blood to the doorposts of their homes. And the death angel, the plague that went out, had to pass over them.
That's
and
right.
They were not able to be stricken with death
right.
because that blood had been shed. We'll come all the way future into the New Testament times. And Jesus, as the Passover lamb, went to the cross of Calvary for you and for me, and he shed that blood. So if you've not given your life to Jesus, there's a whole realm of life and living and joy and peace that Jesus wants to give to
Amen.
You. And what does it take? It takes a surrender to him. And we get to powerfully declare his name and the power, the efficacy, if you will, is the theological term, the efficacy, the power of the blood of Jesus that he has shed for you and me.
Amen.
So we're going to declare his word. We're going to believe his word. By the way, a very practical thing, allow us to share with you. Watch your speaking. Watch if it comes and comes out with a spirit of fear. Close that door. Don't open the demonic
right.
door to the spirit of fear. That's what the devil brings. God is not the author of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind.
Amen.
So guard what you're speaking. Guard what comes out. The Bible says, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Don't go into a spirit of fear. And if it's fear-based that you're watching or that you're reading, if the books you're reading, because people are shut up right now in their homes, if what you're watching is movies and downloading and streaming is movies and television shows or books or magazines, and it's a fear-based article, a horror kind of a thing, listen, close that door. You don't need to have a spirit of fear attach itself to you. This is the hour to rise up in faith and trust. Remember, on the cross of Calvary, the devil thought he won. He brought his terror. He brought every act of judgment he could render against Jesus. But he signed his own death warrant
Amen.
And was completely defeated, because it wasn't just the death of Jesus we talk about. It was buried, but he rose again.
Amen.
And Jesus won the victory. The devil didn't win. Surprise, surprise, Jesus won. And Jesus still wins. And right now, I think the devil thought he was going to win by shutting down church. And guess what? The gospel's being preached online
yes.
with every kind of new kind of technology
yep.
and demonstrating to our neighbors that we love them and there's peace and his presence to give them.
And it's nice because it's not just Sunday mornings, but we're seeing things online every day.
That's right.
In the morning, afternoon, and evening of testimonies
That's
about
right.
Jesus Christ and what he's doing in this time.
That's right.
And deliverances that he's brought
That's
during
right.
these times.
That's right.
It can be shaken out there, but I'm holding on to the shaker.
Amen.
And the shaker is God himself.
That's right.
I'm holding
That's
on
right.
to him as much as I can.
Well, we should talk about that for a moment, because the Bible says God is going to shake the earth, shake the nations of the earth. Those things that we put our trust in instead
true.
Of Jesus Christ, he shakes. And it's time in that shaking, if you're being shaken, it's time to come to Jesus
Amen.
And say, okay, Lord, I turn against those things that aren't of you, and I turn toward you.
Amen.
What does it take to become a Christian? Maybe you're watching and you say, well, I haven't done that. I'm not born again. I used to have somebody tell me all the time, well, I'm not born again in that way. Well, it's time to be born from above, if
Amen.
You will. What does it take? It takes understanding that you're a sinner, that you're lost without him. Maybe you look at me and you say, oh, I've never sinned, never done anything wrong. Well, that pride is a sin, so you can repent of that. But above all, know that Jesus went to the cross for you and for me, took your sins and mine, and he's the one who loves you now. So what does it take? Understand that you're a sinner. Ask him to come into your heart, to forgive you of your sins. He'll do that. Pray with us right now. And then I'll go to Psalm 91 and you can pray it and declare through it because you've done this. Here's what it takes. Follow me in prayer. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I come to you right now.
I come to you right now.
I understand that I'm a sinner.
I understand that I'm a sinner.
I haven't done what you've wanted me to do.
I haven't done what you've wanted me to do.
Or I've done what you didn't want me to do.
Or I've done what you didn't want me to do.
Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins.
Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I repent and turn away from them.
I repent and turn away from them.
Now come into my heart.
Now come into my heart.
Be my Lord and Savior.
Be my Lord and Savior.
I receive your forgiveness.
I receive your forgiveness.
I receive your peace.
I receive your peace.
And I receive your life.
And I receive your life.
Now I want to walk with you.
Now I want to walk with you.
And I thank you for your grace to me.
And I thank you for your grace to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 91. Let's turn to it. If you have it now, let's turn to Psalm 91. And let's just read our way through and declare it, if you would. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, I who am dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. One of your favorite verses.
That's for sure.
I shall. Say that with me. I shall abide.
I shall abide.
Under the shadow of the Almighty.
Under the shadow of the Almighty.
I will say of the Lord.
I will say of the Lord.
You are my refuge.
You are my refuge.
And my fortress.
And my fortress.
My God.
My God.
In you I will trust.
In you I will trust.
Verse 3 says, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. So I'm going to say it this way and follow me. Surely you deliver me
from the snare.
From the snare of the fowler. And from the perilous pestilence. You shall cover me with your feathers. Verse 4. And under your wings you shall take refuge. I shall take refuge. Your truth is my shield and my buckler. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near me. That's what the Bible says. Only with my eyes I shall look and see the reward of the wicked. Because I have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. Because I've come close to him, it says, no evil shall befall me, nor shall any plague come near my dwelling. He shall give his angels charge over me. Verse 11, he shall give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Verse 12, they'll bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I'll tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. I shall trample underfoot. And verse 14 through 16. Because I have set my love on Jesus, on God, therefore he will deliver me. I, God says, God will set me on high because I have known his name. God will answer when I call upon him. He will answer me. He will answer you when you pray.
Amen.
I will be with him in trouble, God says. God says he'll be with you in trouble. And he will deliver us and honor us. In verse 16, with long life, he will satisfy us and show us his salvation. Isn't that full of promise?
Precious.
I love it.
Precious.
We've got a great God. Now listen, a lot of people are talking about judgment. I just want to make a quick statement about this. Could this be the judgment of God? God says he'll shake everything. The Lord tells us he'll deal with us. Why? The issue is why. People talk about judgment and they throw it away. God wouldn't do that. Listen, God is a loving God, and he wants to shake off from us and out of us those things that don't please him, because he wants us to choose him. Yes. He wants you to choose him.
Amen.
And so sometimes things happen in life and we recognize it's not easy. Our hearts break for people who are ill right now, people who have passed away, or families where you've lost a loved one. It has nothing to do with a terrible God. It has to do with a loving God who will take you and I up in his arms.
Amen.
But we shouldn't be surprised when the nations start shaking. But let's turn to Jesus. He's the one who says, I have you inscribed in the palms of my hands. Do you know he loves you?
Oh, I know he loves me. You know he loves you.
Yes, I do. And he loves you guys too.
For sure.
Now listen, I'm going to just give an invitation for you to, again, call us 360-821-9680 if you need prayer. Go to our website, gracechristiancenter.us. You've got time in your hands. Instead of watching fearful things and horrible things, go and watch some of the messages. Pastor Sherry has messages on there. Other great men and women of God who've preached are on there. And we have some of my messages on there. Our team does a great job taking care of that. So that's gracechristiancenter.us. And we'll have more things that we'll share with you over the next coming days. People have also asked about, what about our tithes and offerings? Yes, your tithes and offerings are welcome, received, and needed. You can mail them to us here at 240 Maple Lane. 240 Maple Lane in Port Ludlow. And we are also getting applications put on our website so you can digitally give as well. Look in on your friends. Mostly, look in on Jesus and on his word. Love each other and hold to no fear. We love you guys. We'll be back with you soon. God bless.
Bye-bye.